remember when we broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough.
Welcome back, everybody. Last segment of the week for me and for you as my most valued listeners. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Calendar check, everybody. Not only is it the NFL draft week next week, starting on Wednesday, you can find me in a new time slot. I've got the drive time slot now from 4 to 6 p.m. I hope to see and hear all of you there with me next week, but Monday and Tuesday, regular schedule, 2 to 4. I got one of our longtime listeners, Tom from L.A., on the horn. Tom, your thoughts? We've been having quite the discussion about the most fundamental of democratic values, due process.
Yeah, Maggie, first I just want to say that Chad is dripping with white privilege. And I'm lucky I have white privilege as well, but at least I notice that I have white privilege. All these people that seem to be, being kidnapped or, done away with, seem to have a little more melanin in their skin, if you've noticed. And I want to know, what is it that we can do to communicate to people? I was talking to a friend of mine last night on the phone, and she started bringing up all this stuff. I mean, she's a person that voted for Kamala, thank God. But she's also a person that said, well, the guy did threaten his wife, and he probably should have been. And I'm like going, that doesn't matter. The whole point is you're supposed to have due process. You're supposed to have Miranda rights read to you. You're supposed to be able to go in front of a court. But it's like, it just does not get through to some of these people. It's almost like in this country, we've become guilty until proven innocent, rather than innocent until proven guilty. So I'm just asking you what your thoughts are on how would you handle a person like this that just doesn't really seem to get the whole idea of, it's not like they're just being sent down to the local jail. They're actually being sent to
a gulag
prison.
Yeah, a concentration camp. Here, let me start here, Tom. I'll just say this. This stuff ain't new or surprising to black and brown folks in this country. Not one little bit. And the legacy of resistance and standing up for civil rights, even for the civil rights of groups that some people think are the poo on our shoe, that resistance has always been led by black and brown folks and women folks in the LGBTQIA community. Always. But folks are tired. So we gotta step up for people who may have a little bit more melanin in their skin in this moment. Here's what I would say to people. Oh, he's a bad guy, so who cares? So he's a bad guy, you say? Great, go into court and prove it. He beat his wife, committed a crime, prove he's a gang member. Okay, deport him. It's that simple. Donald Trump enjoyed lots of due process. Lots of it. All the due process Donald Trump got. In this country, we are supposed to be equal under the law. Period. Hi, Richard. Hi, Rick. How you doing? Thanks for calling back.
I'm doing pretty good. I have a question and a kind of a sarcastic opinion on polls in the Constitution.
Go for it, sir.
I think, when they collected the Nazi SS criminals, the Jewish foundation or people, they got them on the street. They didn't go to the door. Doesn't ownership of the dwelling have something to do with your rights?
Yeah, Rick, if you have ownership or you have control, that means you can either grant or not grant entry to whom you choose. And if you choose not to, they have to have a warrant to enter. And it's not an ICE warrant. It's a warrant issued by a state or federal court judge. That's why immigration warrants, it's deceptive. That's the deal. Immigration warrants don't require a finding of probable cause. Probable cause is the thing that causes a warrant to be issued for someone's detention and or arrest. That's the due process. Then you have a hearing on the basis for the deportation. That's how it's supposed to work here. We got limited time left, so let me get to it. It's Easter. Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" The chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" And they all said to him, "Let him be crucified." Then the governor said, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they all cried out all the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, he took water, washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person." For those that will be attending Easter services, if Pilate tried to give Christ due process, to ask the multitudes, "What crime has this man committed? How dare you call yourself a Christian and call for the crucifixion of those that have been not afforded that most fundamental right? How dare you?" I hope that you are all well this weekend. I hope that you are all safe. The resistance is real. It is every day in each and every one of your voices. Thank you for being with me today. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for due process.